definitely human.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Monster Hunters. Episode 5, The Voodoo Zombies of the Snake Woman.
Okay, Miguel, this is it. Just stop here a moment, will you?
Si, senor.
This is where I left John's body. They must have taken it away. The brutes!
Senor, how did he die?
The worst way a man can die. He was killed, Miguel. Murdered to death.
By who?
I didn't see. I just heard his screams. But when I found the body and I saw his head squashed and the arms ripped off, I knew it wasn't natural causes.
Oh, Diablo.
There's no time for games, Miguel. This is important.
Senor, I know like tunnels. Can we go?
Miguel, please. I don't like tunnels. Really, Miguel, have you not been practicing?
Here, Cecil.
Miguel, please remain civilized. Just because we're deep under the city in these dark, dank tunnels, that city is still London, the most civilized city in the world.
Sorry.
That's all right. Now, what the blazes is that? Hello? Who's there? This is Edward Travers, and I must warn you, I am jolly cross. Who's there? Who are you? Stop there. All right, don't. Just come into the light so I can see you.
I will protect you, senor.
My God. John, but you're dead.
Oh.
Stop that, John. Leave Miguel alone. I thought you liked him. Miguel!
Stop!
Take two elements, any two elements, say electricity and water. On their own, perfectly harmless, but when you mix them together, maybe in a bowl, dynamite.
Roy Steele. Men love him, women want to be him. And Lorimer Chesterfield. He knows a lot of things about stuff.
My name is Sir Maxwell House. I took those two elements and, like some kind of scientific blacksmith, I forged them together. Forged them into a team that would look danger in the eye and bring it down with the knowledge of a man and the fist of a man. They are the Monster Hunters.
So, as you can see, the bog monster is technically the deadliest beast in the world. By 12%. Any questions?
Yes. When's lunch?
Roy, I said you could sit here on the lecture only if you sat at the back and kept quiet.
But I'm famished!
Roy, you're Roy Steele.
Why, yes. Hello, madam. And you are...
Roy, leave Consuela alone.
Consuela? Nice. Can I call you Connie?
Of course.
When can I call you?
Oh, Mr. Steele.
Roy, get off her desk. Okay, class, that's all for today. Don't forget your essays on the differences between goblins and gremlins are due in tomorrow.
Well done, Lorimer, old man. Very good. Drink?
Roy, that was very inappropriate.
What, two men going for a drink?
No, the whole Consuela thing.
Oh, now, see here. You knew when you invited me here that I can't be held responsible around pretty young ladies.
Yes, I know.
It should be in here. Ah, there you are. Well done.
Sir Maxwell, what are you doing here?
I'm here on business, Chesterfield. You see this man here with me? Well?
Yes.
Good. This is... No, it's gone. What was your name again?
I just told you outside.
I know, but I wasn't paying attention. There was that moth.
I'm Professor Lorimer Chesterfield.
I know who you are.
I'm Edward Travers.
No, that's not it.
Gentlemen, I need your help.
Well, I can see you chaps have a lot to talk about, so if you don't mind, I'll just see if I can find that Consuela.
This involves you too, Mr. Steele.
Really? It's just if I hurry, I can probably still catch her.
Gentlemen, this man here, whatever his name is, came to me asking for help. He needs some experts. I told him about your recent adventures, and he thinks you're the man for the job. Are you?
Depends what the job is. I'm no good at plumbing.
I don't need a plumber, Mr. Steele. I'm looking for an expert in the occult, and someone who is used to fighting monsters.
Then you've come to the right place. My colleague here knows all there is to know about the occult, and we make quite a team. He researches the beasts, we track them down together, then I punch them in the face. Job done.
What seems to be the problem, Mr. Travers?
Allow me. Giant killer bees have been breaking into people's houses and making off with their television sets.
What? That's not what's going on at all.
Really? You sure?
Yes. Wherever did you hear such willywash?
That wasn't you. I could have sworn it was you.
No, it wasn't.
No? What was it then? Something about aliens.
I have witnessed firsthand the dead returning to life.
That's it! Zombies! I knew we'd get there in the end.
Sir Maxwell, please.
Yes, you're quite right. This isn't my time. Where's Suki? I want a drink. Gentlemen, I'll be in the car.
Please go on, Mr. Travers.
Very well. I'm an archaeologist by trade. Myself and my partner John were excavating a tunnel leading off from the British Museum underground station.
Wait a moment, Sunbeam. There is no British Museum underground station.
Oh, there is. It's just not used anymore. It's in between Holborn and Tottenham Court Road.
Hang on a minute. Are you saying that the underground was built by zombies?
No.
Okay. Good. Go on.
We had found a tunnel that wasn't on any of our maps. Whilst investigating, we became separated, and that's when something killed John.
Something?
Yes. I don't know what. One moment he was there making some off-colour remarks about the locals, and then there was this scream. But I tell you something. No human could have killed him. He was ripped to pieces.
This is all very nice, but what's it got to do with us? I'm giving up quality Consuela time listening to this.
I ran to get help. I returned with my manservant Miguel, but when we got there, there was John, walking around.
He wasn't dead.
He had been sewn back together, but he was shuffling around like a brainless monkey.
Sounds like a zombie, all right. Where is this Miguel? Can we speak to him?
No. You see, the thing that used to be John, it tore Miguel's head off.
Sweet Christmas! And you saw this?
I did. I wish to God I hadn't, but I did. And I ran. But I've been doing some research, and this is not the only sighting of someone deceased up and about.
You're right. I read about it in Uncanny Weekly, all seen within or near the British Museum.
There's something else. This. John was clutching it when I found him. The first time. You know, when he was in bits.
What is it? It looks like a beer mat.
Interesting. Made of stone. It's obviously broken.
Yes. All you can see is a lady's head.
Let's have a look. Oh, yes.
It appears to be part of a stone icon, a tablet depicting someone, but it's been deliberately chipped off from the rest of it. Hang on, let me consult the Demonomicon.
So, your manservant, Miguel.
Yes?
How much did you pay him? I've been thinking of getting one.
You should. My advice, get yourself a Spaniard. Ever so hard-working, and the accent's delightful.
Ah, here it is. It says here, it is a depiction of the ancient voodoo god Vipera, who appeared half-human, half-serpent.
A snake lady?
According to this, after a spate of deaths in the 1820s, the icon that you hold a piece of was placed in London to protect the city from the power of Vipera. As long as the icon remains here, she remains trapped underground.
Well, that explains it. Now it's broken, she must be regaining power. We must return this piece to the rest of the icon. Does it say where it was?
Yes, it was in the centre of London Bridge.
Well, let's go. Come, chaps, to the bridge.
There's a slight problem there.
What?
London Bridge was sold to an American 3 years ago. It's just reopened this year, in Arizona.
Well, that decides it. Pack your bags, chaps. The monster hunters are going to America.
Well, here we are, Arizona. Now all we need to do is find that stone tablet.
Is that it there?
Oh, well, yes.
Right.
Welcome back, gentlemen.
Ah, it's good to be home.
Isn't it? Sometimes I leave here, have a horrible time on purpose, just so I can come back and enjoy home again. I even take Suki with me so she can have the same wonderful experience.
Where is Suki? I've not seen her for a while.
I sent her off yesterday to get some milk.
Yesterday?
Yes, there's only one kind of milk I like, and it comes from a specific cow I met once in Jersey. Tiffany. Beautiful creature. Teats like jackhammers. Anyway, you got the stone from the U.S. of this state, so now everything's fine again.
No, not quite. We still have a problem.
Oh, what now? That's your trouble, Chesterfield. There's always a problem.
The two parts of the icon don't fit together. There's still a piece missing. See?
Huh?
We had the head, now we've got the section where her stomach becomes a tail, but we're missing the bit between her shoulders and her stomach.
Yes, I noticed that. It's a real shame.
Well, can't you just knock one up? I've got some putty in my bedroom.
No, we must find the piece. Only when the icon is completed will her powers be destroyed.
Okay, I haven't got a clue what's going on here. What's this got to do with zombies?
Vipera was a voodoo god. Traditionally, zombies were created using voodoo rituals, documented in cases from Africa and Haiti. It's feasible if Vipera has regained some power, she may be using voodoo to create human zombies.
But why?
I don't know. That we'll have to find out.
Excellent. First-class work, gentlemen. Now let us retire to White's Club for a drink and a game of cards.
No, Sir Maxwell, we haven't actually finished the case yet.
Haven't you? Oh, right. Well, come and find me when you do. I'll be at White's. Now get out of my house!
Well, here we are. This should lead us down into the tunnels.
Hang on, isn't that Travers? Travers! What are you doing here?
Shh! Keep it down.
What is it?
Just wait. I've been doing surveillance. There's a little man who keeps coming and going, carrying packages. Look, there he is.
What? That's not a man. It's a beautiful lady.
No, not her. There, by the alley. The chap with the bowler hat on.
Oh, yes.
He must be something to do with this. I'll put good money on him having the missing piece of the icon.
How much?
Well, come on, let's follow him.
There. He goes into that house, he's there for a couple of minutes, and he comes out again, packageless.
And you think he's a part of this?
Never trust a man who wears his hat indoors.
Look, there he is.
Yes, and you see, he's off back to the tunnel. I'm telling you, he's involved somehow.
Well, let's go in and have a look around.
Wait. Don't we need permission?
I've got your permission right here. It's called my fists. Come on.
I don't know about this.
There. No point arguing anymore. Unless you can fix that.
My God. Look.
This entire house is full of dirt.
That's a bit odd. And what's this?
It's a box.
Indeed. And inside are small wooden human effigies. Look at this one. It looks just like John.
Oh dear, I think I understand.
What?
When that icon was taken apart, Vipera will have awoken from her slumber, but she must still be trapped underground. According to legend, Vipera always made use of a mortal helper, a sort of human familiar who she controls using telepathy. That little chap in the hat must be that familiar.
What's he banging on about?
Don't you see? He must have created those voodoo dolls to control the zombies he's created.
He created them?
Yes. Of course, he had help from Vipera, telepathically feeding him knowledge and advice, and telling him where to make the zombies dig.
Oh, I get you. And he's been bringing all the dirt and stone from the tunnel and dumping it here.
Precisely. He's her sidekick, the Dr. Watson to her Sherlock Holmes.
Ah, like you are to me.
Well, no, I don't think that's fair. If anything, I'm Holmes.
Nice try, old man, but you're clearly the sidekick.
But I do the thinking and the solving.
Yes, but I do the punching. And Sir Maxwell always says my name first.
Gentlemen, please, you're both valuable in equal measures.
Yes, well, I think we better bring that box with us.
Can't we just destroy them now? Surely then the zombies will be rendered useless.
No, that would give them a warning that we're onto them. We don't want them to be expecting us.
You're not seriously suggesting that the two of you are going to enter the tunnel to find the lair?
Oh no, Travers. You're coming with us.
Hey? Me?
I'm afraid so, man. You need to show us where to go. Don't worry, Travers. You've got nothing to fear with Roy Steele at your side. And now we've got these effigies, it'll certainly tip the scales in our favour. Now, who fancies a drink to sharpen our nerves? I think I saw some booze in that pub on the corner.
There's no time, Roy. If they manage to dig through to Vipera's lair, you can kiss this whole city goodbye. Then there won't be any pubs.
Well, why didn't you say so? To the tunnel! Question.
Yes?
Well, from that stone, what's it? You can see what her head and her tail look like, but the bit in between is missing.
Yes?
I was just wondering what the midsection is. Is she all snaky, or does she have some lady parts?
Roy Steele, you have a one-track mind, and that track is filthy and could do with a scrub.
What? It's a perfectly valid question. I need to know what we're dealing with here.
He's got a point, Chesterfield. We could do with knowing what we're up against.
Yes, all right, good point. Well, she has a human head, as you've seen, but her neck broadens into a thick trunk, and she's pretty much all tail from there.
Damn.
This is it. This is where I found John's body.
Ah, yes. I can see the tracks. It looks like some violence happened here. Look, there's blood on the wall. Then he was dragged off here. And here. And here. In fact, all his bits were dragged in this direction.
Well, let's go.
Good. Let's find her and vipe her out.
Don't encourage him.
Right, that's it. Just a bit further. Ready, and now! We're through, mistress. Are you there?
Ah, excellent. You have finally reached my lair. Congratulations, all of you. Kenneth, come here.
Yes, Lady Vipera?
You have done well, Kenneth. I am pleased with you.
I am glad, Lady Vipera.
But you have been sloppy. There are men coming. They followed you here from the house.
What? I had no idea. Forgive me, Lady Vipera.
Oh, do not fear, Kenneth. I am not some ruthless dictator. Even though cold blood runs through my veins, and I am quite literally heartless, I am loyal to my own.
Oh, thank you, mistress.
That's all right. Don't mention it. Now, you must go. Take the zombies and stop the intruders. I must ready myself for my triumphant return to the world. I shall rule over all.
Okay, very good.
Yes? Was there something else, Kenneth? You don't seem very excited by my plan.
Oh, no, it's not that. It's just...
What?
Well, when you're ruling over all and that...
Yes.
Will there still be a place for me?
Of course, Kenneth. I shall always need you to help me. You are my right-hand human person.
Okay.
Kenneth, you're still a little grumpy face. Take that frown and turn it upside down.
Oh, all right then.
That's better. Soon we shall run this city, then this country, then the world.
And then?
What?
Then what?
Well, that's it. We'll rule the world.
Oh, right, yes.
Think of it, Kenneth. The ruler of the world, Vipera, the snake goddess.
And Kenneth, her human counterpart.
Yes, very well. Now go. Go and kill the intruders.
Right, come on, you dogs. We've got work to do.
All I'm saying is, I'm convinced there was some chemistry.
Will you please stop going on about Consuela?
Shh!
What?
Can you hear that?
Hear what?
Roy, can you hear it?
All I can hear is the two of you talking about whether you can hear something.
Shh!
Now look here, Travers, I don't like being shushed. Oh, wait. I can hear something.
Travers, I think it may be time to get that box with the voodoo dolls in it.
What? You don't think...
Travers!
Unhand him, you undead bastards!
Quick, Roy, do you have your matches on you?
What? This is no time for a cigar, man.
No, no, set fire to the box. Burn the dolls.
Oh, right. Very well. Look, the zombies. They're all catching on fire.
Well, yes, that was the plan. Travers!
Sweet Nora! He's been mauled!
Gentlemen, you must carry on. Find Vipera's lair and destroy her.
We will, Travers. Don't you worry about that.
And one other thing.
What, old chap?
Take John's body back to his family. See he gets a proper burial.
Consider it done. Now, which one was John? This one?
No.
This one? With the leg off?
No. Over there. The one with the eyes hanging out.
Oh, yes. Jesus.
Take him to his wife. She'll want to know how he died. Good luck, gentlemen. Good luck.
He's gone.
Come on, Lorimer. Let's go kick some asp.
Fool! Now they're coming here to my lair, and I'm not yet strong enough to attack them. Quickly, do you still have that piece of the stone icon?
Yes.
Good. Now hide it, Kenneth, so they never find it.
Too late for that, snaky face.
Kenneth, kill them!
With what? All the zombies are dead?
Listen to me. Kenneth, is it?
Yes.
You don't need to do this, Kenneth. She's brainwashed you, making you do things against your will.
Really? I thought this whole thing was my idea.
And how did you know about her? And the piece of the icon?
Well, I just sort of woke up with the idea.
What? You woke up with all the knowledge of an ancient voodoo snake god?
Well, yes.
You're an idiot.
We can stop this, Kenneth. Just give me the piece of the icon. We can stop her.
Don't listen to them, Kenneth. It's you and me, remember?
You've been tricking me all this time!
Kenneth, where's the piece of the icon?
It's here, in my pocket.
No, you shall not have it.
My God, look at her mouth!
Kenneth, get away from her!
What?
She swallowed Kenneth.
Yes, and you're next. There is nothing you can do to stop me.
Back off, no legs.
You think you can harm me? I am a god, and you are just a puny human.
I'll show you, puny. Ha! That'll teach her.
Roy, look out. I think you've made her cross.
Well, she needs to learn not to mess with...
Look out, her tail!
Ooh! Ah! She's wrapped her tail around me.
And now you shall be the main course.
Lorimer! Her mouth!
Feel a little queasy.
Look, her stomach. There's a bulge.
It's an arm.
It's Kenneth. He's holding the icon.
Got it. Here, Lorimer, catch.
Thanks.
No!
Ow! Lorimer, she's squeezing me, and I had rather a large breakfast.
All right, just hang on. I've got to put this icon together.
Quickly!
There.
What? No! This is unacceptable. I came so close.
Now back to the shallows with you, you limbless harpy.
Look, she's turned to stone.
Indeed, and she'll remain like that as long as this icon is in one piece.
Okay. Do you want me to look after it?
No. Don't forget, above our heads is the British Museum. I can't think of a safer place than that.
Good thinking. And do you know what, Lorimer?
Stop. Is this going to be a joke?
What?
Will this be one of those moments where you sound like you're going to say something meaningful, but it ends on a terrible pun?
No, of course not.
Okay, go on then.
Well, I was just thinking that there was no way she was going to succeed today.
No? Why?
Her plan. It just wasn't well thought out. She should have spent more time on it.
I'm going to go this way. I'd advise you not to.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, gentlemen, you did it. London is saved once more. Congratulations. How is that, Suki? Too formal? Maybe you're right. Well, gentlemen, you did it. Wowzers!
Thanks, Sir Maxwell.
You definitely got rid of the snaky lady.
Absolutely. Once Lorimer put that icon back together, she didn't have a leg to stand on.
The tunnel is sealed up again, the icon is now hidden away in the basement of the British Museum, and all the zombies have been returned to their rightful owners.
Good. And what about the killer bees?
There weren't any killer bees.
The bees have been destroyed, Sir Maxwell. They won't be bothering anyone else.
Excellent. Good work, Roy. You want some milk?
Oh, I see Suki got hold of Tiffany.
Indeed she did.
She takes up rather a lot of room, doesn't she?
Quibbles! Stop quibbling, Chesterfield. You mark my words. One day everyone will have a cow in their billiard room. There, there. Good girl.
Right. Are we done?
Hang on.
Well?
Sir Maxwell?
And we're now done, gentlemen.
Good. If you don't mind, gents, I've got a plane to catch.
Oh, going on holiday, are you?
I sure am. 2 months of sun, sand and ladies. I'll send you fellas a postcard or something.
Ah. I was looking forward to shouting at you both until you left the room.
I'm still here.
It's not the same.
Ah, that's it, my beauty. Look at you. You're going to be the envy of all the boys, aren't you? Just not the human ones, obviously. Ah, Clive, there you are. Look, Clive, I've sewn on the arms from the San Pedro Bog Monster. She is complete. Is she not beautiful?
Well...
I'm only joking, Clive. Of course, you, a human cockney, could find no beauty in this. She's hideous, Clive. Hideous to our simple, manly eyes. But is its very hideousness not in some way beautiful?
No.
What do you want, Clive?
A telegram from London, Lord Greg.
Read it to me, Clive. I enjoy your mellifluous voice.
Monster hunters spotted in tunnels under London, stop. Voodoo zombies stopped, stop. Weather pleasant, stop.
Is there no more?
Only that Roy Steele has left for the airport. He's on his way here to Karnstadt.
Excellent news, Clive. So now they are separated. Clive, I want you to deal with Lorimer Chesterfield. And by deal with, I mean hurt.
And Roy Steele, Lord Greg?
You can leave Roy Steele to me and my bog monster, Clive. And call the printers, Clive. I'll need a new certificate for the wall. I want absolute proof that I, Lord Greg Powers, am the world's greatest big game hunter. Tell them I want a photo on it this time. A picture of Roy Steele's face when he realizes he's dead.
The Voodoo Zombies of the Snake Woman was written and directed by Peter Davis and Matthew Woodcock. With Matthew Woodcock as Roy Steele, Miguel and Clive, Peter Davis as Lorimer Chesterfield, Vipera and Lord Greg Powers, Paul Thompson as Edward Travers, Laura Marshall as Consuela, and Simon Dylan Kane as Sir Maxwell House and Kenneth. Engineered and edited by Peter Davis. Music and sound effects supplied by Chaotic Creations. With thanks to Heather Dool, Laura Davis and Emma Gibbs. Visit our website at www.themonsterhunters.com. This was a Newgate production. I think it's dead. What do you think?
Well, it's not moved.
Poke it.
What with?
You got a pencil?
Hang on.
Use your finger.
I'm not touching it.
If it moves,
use
I'm
your
out.
Finger.
If it moves, look, I'm leaving. Oh, hello, listeners.
Hello.
Welcome to Behind the Making of the Scenes. We're here to talk about the Monster Hunters. And today we're talking about episode 5, The Voodoo Zombies of the Snake Woman.
Well, this is one that you wrote.
Yes, this one was mostly me.
You being Peter Davis.
I'm Peter Davis, and you are Matthew Woodcock.
Greetings. Yeah, thank you.
Well done.
Well, I still remember this stuff, even after all these years.
Look at that.
I have it written on my arm as well.
So I love zombies. And nowadays, they're everywhere. They are actually everywhere.
I was down the shops the other week.
So back in the day, there were... First of all, the traditional zombie, when it first came into sort of Western culture, was through books of explorers who'd gone to Haiti and places like that in the sort of 20s and written about the zombie and voodoo culture of those places. And it wasn't really until Romero made Night of the Living Dead in the 60s that zombies became reanimated corpses who eat flesh and... You turn into one yourselves. Yeah.
So the only corpsing involved here was when we were laughing at our own jokes.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So this one is about actual voodoo zombies created using voodoo to help with something. And this something happened to be a snake goddess. And I have no idea where she came from. I can't remember. I think I came with the idea for the name first.
Well, because we were looking at that point for titles that sounded like
and I wanted
they could
zombies.
Be a horror film. And we were specific. Do you remember? We were really specific about the way the title worked. It had to be the something of the something.
Yes, every episode in the first series is the something of the something else.
Yeah.
So we came up with Vipera. It was this snake lady. And I'm also a massive history buff, especially history of London. So when it came to talking about where the stone was,
I knew that London Bridge was sold to an American around that time and taken to Arizona, so I thought, why not shove that in there? A little bit of quirky knowledge. For those who didn't know about that, they could, you know, have some... You can learn things while listening to this.
You can.
It's very educational.
I would like to think that people would listen to this. They would hear that London Bridge had moved to Arizona or whatever. Their curiosity would be piqued, and they would go and find that David Hasselhoff film about...
Oh, that is amazing.
The Jack the Ripper.
Talk about that now. So there's a film starring David Hasselhoff, and Jack the Ripper is gunned down on London Bridge.
This is all true.
Spirit goes into the bridge.
Yeah.
And then when it's taken apart and reinstalled in Arizona...
When the last stone is put back into the bridge.
The spirit of the Ripper is released. Anyway, that's the idea. So there you go.
So that is probably... If you want to hear more about the history of London Bridge...
then watch that movie.
I think it's called A Bridge Across Time.
Yeah.
Probably. Just Google David Hasselhoff, Jack the Ripper. You'll find something. There are other search engines are available, of course. You've got Lycos and...
Yeah, Ask Jeeves.
Alta Vista.
And then I thought, wouldn't it be funny if they went to Arizona for approximately 7 seconds and they came back to London again?
My favourite bit.
So then also, Simon Caine is in the episode playing two characters. He's Sir Maxwell House, of course.
Yes.
And also plays Kenneth.
With a ridiculous... It's a Welsh accent,
yeah. And the other actor in this episode we haven't had before is Paul Thompson.
Yes.
Another ex-London Dungeon alumni.
What?
I know. Who I've worked with a few times, and he's a wonderful guy. And he plays Edward Travers.
Edward Travers?
Yes.
That's...
Any Doctor Who fans might recognise the name from the second Doctor, Patrick Troughton's era. I'm a Doctor Who fan because of Matthew. It's all his fault.
Yes.
And my favourite Doctor is Patrick Troughton.
Well, that came out of doing a show.
We did a play, yeah, about Doctor Who.
We did a Doctor Who play years ago on the Camden Fringe. And I think I made you watch...
You made me watch...
A lot of Doctor Who. And it stuck.
But I enjoyed it so much, I then went back and rewatched. I watched every single episode ever made from the beginning, from 63 onwards. Even the ones that don't exist anymore, I listened to them. So the shuffling zombies, I think they are all played by me, I think.
Probably.
in the edit, after we've done the recording, I did the editing afterwards. And I think I'm playing all the different zombies, doing slightly different moans and groans.
The division of labour has always kind of been, we will collaborate on the script, or we will write
it
individually.
Yes, and we'll direct it together as we're performing, and then I tend to do the post-production, the editing and the sound design. So it's normally me who realises at the last minute there's something missing, so I have to quickly shove myself in as 10 zombies.
But you'd never know.
But I also decided to play Vipera, the
you
snake
did.
Lady.
That was good fun.
I don't know why I decided that I should be playing her.
And why not? You made a very good snake lady.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Lovely little snake
lady. It's
very
kind of you. And the idea of her swallowing him and then him breaking out from within has been used in a few different things before. That's sort of a play on things that have happened before. It was actually a visual image, which is odd for an audio production, of the arm holding the piece of stone coming out of the snake's stomach that spoke to me, I suppose.
I don't think you should shy away from visual ideas, because you're always conjuring these ideas in your head, aren't you? And if you're listening to something, you're creating the pictures in your head. So it's just finding a way of translating that into something that makes sense. And I think we generally are all right at doing that. It's avoiding that thing of describing. You do it subtly.
Oh yeah, the hardest thing is not just describe what's happening, which I think
we get away with it.
I think so.
You decide, but do not tell us, because we have very fragile egos.
And there's another little bit of history shoved in there about the extra tube station of the British Museum, which it's all true, it's all real.
I think tube station though there. That's one of the most interesting things about the tube. The dead stations.
Yeah, there's loads of stations still there, no one uses anymore.
If you go on the Piccadilly line, you can sometimes see them out the window. You'll suddenly go past Bricks, and that is, I think, Down Street and a couple of the others. These stations that have basically been bricked up.
There's a Strand station
that's
all often used by film crews who want to film on the.
Some of the platforms have been removed. Sometimes the stairs have been removed, but other areas, like posters, are still up there.
Yeah.
Who knows what's down there?
So any facts about London's history you find in these episodes, they are all real. They're all true.
All of them.
We're both massive nerds. Yeah. And we like to shove as much history as we can into these things.
Even some of the facts you might go, that's not real. Perhaps they are true.
Perhaps.
Perhaps they're true.
So that was episode 5. The next one is episode 6, the Powers of Lord Greg.
We've heard about him before.
Who is Lord Greg Powers?
Oh, let's find out. If you've not listened to this before, then enjoy.
If you have listened to it before, then
don't enjoy.
Don't enjoy.
No, do we'll, not we'll enjoy. See you all enjoy it some... on the other side of episode 6.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.